When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kimberly Schlappman, a.k.a. Kimberly from Little Big Town.
She's the super sweet, cute one with the big curly blonde hair, if you don't know.
She's ridiculously sweet and super nice, and it's not an act, and she's proved that. On the Today Show earlier this week, she was on with Jenna Bush, and she decided to bust out a family secret that she had been keeping, well, until her appearance on the Today Show. She hadn't even told her parents until that appearance.
Yeah, she decided to call her mother and father first before she outed the secret on national television.
Well, I'm thinking about talking about something this morning, and so I want to tell a secret, but it's something you and Mama don't know yet, so I want you to know before I say it on TV. Mama's like, oh, gosh. When Schlappy and I got married in November of 2006, before that, we got eloped in Vegas. We had two of them. But we hadn't told anybody. We kept it a secret for 5 months. Is daddy okay? Oh, okay. I thought he was listening and being silent. Whew. She thinks it's funny. 18 years later, I finally told you. That's the only thing I haven't told you.
Man, she even sounds making devious so adorable. Doesn't you know, she? You can't be mad at Kimberly.
No, you can't. And I'll put this, I'll share this in our Instagram stories because you can see how nervous she is to tell her mom that secret. Even as an adult who's been married forever, she's got two children. You could see her being like, oh, I hope they're not mad. It's so cute.
It happened 18 years ago and she's still all nervous. 833-287-1037. What family secret have you been holding on to? Let's make it a secret no longer. And yes, it's okay if you want to remain anonymous, but we want to hear the juicy deets. 833-287-1037. And look at this. Go ahead, anonymous.
My husband and I knew each other like for 2 years. I lived on the East Coast. He's Navy. And he came home for the holidays. And we spent like a couple weeks together. And we were like, we should just get married. And he lived in Seattle at the time, so when his ship was in San Diego, I flew out and we got married, and then I like dropped everything on the East Coast and I moved out to Seattle, and we didn't tell our family for a year.
You waited an entire year to let your family know that you were married.
Yep.
Wow, why so long?
It was a very complicated like family dynamic, so we just didn't tell anybody, and then after a year we told them. And, I mean, it's been almost 8 years now, and we have two kids, and some of the family, like, still does not like me.
Oh, that's a drag.
Well, and by the way, it's their loss.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like a charming person, Anonymous. I think that's their loss. Well said, Tammy. 833-287-1037. It's time to come clean. Whether you've been married for a year and not tell anybody, or maybe you're married for 18 years, like Kimberly from Little Big Town and didn't tell anybody. Confess your family secrets. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Kimberly Schlappman from Little Big Town kept a family secret for 18 years.
Yeah, she had secretly eloped with her husband 6 months before their actual wedding, and she had to call her parents ahead of time so they didn't hear it on TV for the first time.
So Kimberly shared her family secret. We want you to share your family secret with us. 833-287-1037.
Another Anonymous. Go ahead and share your family secret.
I got my first job in secret because I knew they would say no.
Well, that's cool. What was the job?
I was just working at Carl's Jr., but I came home and I was like, hey, guess what, guys? I got a job.
So why, though, did you have to keep it a secret that you got a job?
Because I was an honor student and they wanted to make sure I kept my grades up. But I did both.
An honor student and you had your own job. What a horrible child you were to your parents. A horrible, horrible teenager to your parents.
I suppose I could see why they wanted her focused. You wanted you focused on your studies, but yeah, this is the cutest secret ever, really.
That's actually very, very charming. 833-287-1037. Maybe your family secret is as nice as that family secret. Perhaps it's a little bit more salacious.
833-287-1037. What's a family secret that you kept or are still keeping?
My husband and I knew each other for 2 years. I lived on the East Coast. He's Navy. And he came home for the holidays. And we spent a couple weeks together. And we were we should just get married. And he lived in Seattle at the time. So when his ship was in San Diego, I flew out and we got married. And then I dropped everything on the East Coast and I moved out to Seattle. And we didn't tell our family for a year.
You waited an entire year to let your family know that you were married.
Yep.
Wow. Why so long?
It was a very complicated family dynamic. So we just didn't tell anybody. And then after a year, we told them. And I mean, it's been almost 8 years now. We have two kids and some of the family still does not like me.
Oh my gosh. It's so romantic. It's so romantic. Thank you for that call. 833-287-1037. Another Anonymous. That's cool.
Yeah,
share your family secret, Anonymous.
So I went to college in Northern California, and my roommate was a computer science major, and my dad said that he would pay for my college as long as I always got at least a B average. My freshman year, we had too much fun, so my roommate decided to fake our transcripts our freshman year for himself, me, and a couple other people. And to this day, my mother still doesn't know, but I did about 20 years afterwards tell my dad.
So, okay, walk me through this, Anonymous. Your roommate was able to, hack into the grading system of your university and change your grades?
No, what he did was he recreated literally the system. So it looked, when you printed it out, so I just gave it to my dad and he never checked.
So it looked like your actual transcript.
All right.
Gotcha. What did your dad say when you told him the truth?
He's like, well, you at least actually graduated. It's all good.
And you did. And you seem like a reasonable adult. You got a good job?
Yes, I got a good job.
There you go.
Do you have any kids now?
Yes.
So what are you going to do when your kid comes to you and says, I lied to you about my grades in college, Dad. Are you going to be as gracious as your father was, you think?
Of course.
Ah, yes.
Thank you for sharing that. That was a great story. Wow.
833-287-1037. We would love to send you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore when they both come to Gallagher Square in July. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and it's coming up. So call to get on and maybe even win $100. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.